Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, how has Tammy Abraham settled in so well at Roma when other English players have failed to adapt to life abroad? It's been almost 5 years since Francesco Totti retired from football, and 3 years since Daniele De Rossi left Roma for a final fling at Boca Juniors.
This is the guy they called Captain Future because he was supposed to inherit the armband when Totti left. As it happens, Totti stuck around much longer than anybody expected, so he didn't get to have the captain's armband that long. But he's been a tremendous servant to the club. I remember.
Since then, Roma fans have been in search of a new idol, one that could begin to erase the pain of their hero's departure. Both Francesco Totti and Daniele De Rossi were born in Rome. It would have been difficult to predict then that the player to set the Roma fans' hearts on fire once again would be a man born in Camberwell, South London. That Englishman is Tammy Abraham. Not only has he scored 23 goals in all competitions in his first campaign abroad, but he scored more goals than any English player anywhere in the world this season. Tammy Abraham settled in almost immediately, scoring his first goal for Roma only 12 days after making his debut last August. And a surefire way to cement your place as a Roman hero? Scoring in the derby, which Tammy Abraham did twice in a 3-0 win over Lazio earlier this month.
This city, it's crazy. It's crazy for the football, in particular way it's crazy when there is a derby.
The mentality is extremely local.
We were founded in the working class area of Rome, which is Testaccio. So generally the Roma fans come from the city, while the Lazio fans come from outside. And that's why we always fight about this, because we claim to be the real fans of Rome.
It took Tammy Abraham just 56 seconds to become only the second Englishman to score in the Derby della Capitale, after Paul Gascoigne scored for Lazio against Roma in 1992. And Tammy Abraham isn't the first Englishman to have moved to Italy. Gazza, Paul Ince and David Platt all played in Serie A. But English players do have a reputation for struggling to settle abroad.
I think it was a long time ago, that we were talking about our players not being aware of the way that the world works and necessarily cosmopolitan enough in their experiences that they open their eyes to all aspects of football. Going to play in Germany, once upon a time it was only Kevin Keegan and Tony Woodcock that did these sort of things. Yeah. And now we've got younger players that are prepared to do it earlier in their careers because the opportunity is being afforded. And I think it's not a bad thing.
Why is Tammy Abraham different? For a start, he's playing under Jose Mourinho, a man that speaks English and knows his parent club, Chelsea, very well. Chris Smalling, another English player to have adapted well to life in Rome, is there too. When you listen to Tammy Abraham's introductory press conference at Roma, it's clear he was prepared for what to expect in Italy.
It's always tough to break them down and to score past the Italian teams. And one thing I've learned coming here is every team's good. Every team's very good compared to, the Premier League, where, if you're a good team, you have the ball a lot. You dominate the smaller teams, I should say. But here, everyone's equal. Everyone likes to keep the ball. Everyone likes to have a compact shape. And, it's hard to break teams down. So, you have to find ways to break teams down.
And now he's been there for several months, and he's scoring goals for fun and basking in the post-derby glory. It's clear that he's loving life in the Italian capital.
What can I say? Today we were the better team. We were more ready than them. You know, from minute one, we showed that this is our house, this is our home, and you know, it feels good to be here to play for such a team, and you know, to win in a derby game. So now we can go home, we can go celebrate and enjoy Rome and enjoy with the fans and our family, because this is a massive win, and you know, I'm sure it will stay in the mind of Roma fans for forever.
It's not clear whether Tammy Abraham will stay in Italy long term. Roma paid £34 million for him on a permanent deal, although Chelsea do have a £68 million buyback clause. That's only valid from the end of next season, though. And in the meantime, there'll be plenty of Premier League clubs wanting to bring Rome's hero back home. Today's story was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and mixed by Imi Harper.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.